It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yeah, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump. I guess I really got to talk loudly into this microphone. I got to get a better microphone. That's the long and the short of this one. That goes out to Matt Craig. All right, this is your daily sports dump for today, April 13th, I believe. That's right, April 13th, 2020. That is 4132020. I'm just looking for some interesting numbers. None there. All right, we got some stuff for you today, so let's get right to it. Oh, I forgot to figure out what our fake sports highlight is. Hang on a second. Of course, how could I have forgotten? It was the Masters. And, well, if you remember, last week we reported on a fake sports highlight in which Tiger Woods won the par 3 contest with a record 9 under par on 9 holes. Well, guess what, folks? No one has ever won the par 3 contest and the actual tournament. That is until now. That's right. I'm reporting the fake story that Tiger Woods won back-to-back Masters. This one in dominating fashion, going into the final day with an incredible 8-shot lead. Tiger extended that lead to 9 shots for what I think is the greatest margin of victory in the history of the Masters, but I could be wrong. So I'm going to make it 10 shots because he eagled the final hole. I had it as a fake birdie, but it's a fake eagle. Unfortunately, we are not able to provide you with the exciting live call of said eagle because everyone was asleep at that point. So, no need. Everyone got a good nap in that day. And that was your fake sports highlight for today, April 13, 2020. Tiger Woods, back-to-back champion. He still can be the back-to-back champion. And then he could do back-to-back-to-back within a matter of months. This is the applause for the bit. Right. Thank you, folks. And now, moving on to classic sports, which is all we have left to watch. Of course, we've got the big... We do have a few actual events worth reporting on coming up. None quite yet. The XFL, we'll talk about that, going bankrupt after folding. Are they allowed to do that, or is it supposed to be the other way around? Anyway, there's that. There's also the draft. And then there's the Jordan thing coming out, which is only on one season, which to me seems crazy that it would be on one season and it's 10 parts, right? I guess one part's going to be on all the other seasons before. We'll see. Anyway, you know, you got to show the Detroit overcoming, stuff like that, the first three-peat, shit like that. Anyway, here we are. Classic sports, and that'll be a classic sports moment. But it was a real disappointing weekend. I was looking for some good stuff, and I understand all your local subsidiaries are just going to, where I'm just going to be seeing Angels games on the Angels station and Dodger games on the Dodger station and Laker games. That's fine. That's all you have. But when I go on MLB.com, and I literally watched a Pirates-Cubs game that I could not figure out why this was a classic game. Like, it happened to be on Jackie Robinson Day, which was, I believe it was, is it April 15th? Or is it May 15th? Either way, it wasn't the anniversary of that date, and they were showing Jackie Robinson Day games, but these weren't like classic Jackie Robinson game days. I mean, day games. They were day games. So the point is, we cannot, let's just not flood us with the regular sports. I don't need to watch a regular game if it's a repeat. Please don't do that to me, because I actually watched that game trying to figure out why it was a classic, why it was on TV, and then they ran a Dodger game afterwards. The game that ran afterwards that day was a Giants-Dodgers game. Again, are they just taking the day's programming from, they're like, all right, let's see, let's go on, what do we got from April 15th to 2017? Just put that day's tape up and roll the whole thing. because that's what it seemed like they did. That's not classic sports, folks. There's enough classic games that we should not be at the point we're at right now grasping at regular games. I don't need regular games. Classic games. Are they saving them? Do they know something we don't? See, this is something I've said before. You want to know when shit's going to happen? Watch the sports leagues. They're talking about it all happening now. They're talking about it. But watch. You know, the NFL wants it to happen. So since September is in play, let's see what the NFL tells us to do. Because it is in their interest to have everybody healthy and ready by then. So they got too much money at stake to lie to us. There are other people who may be lying because it serves their money at stake. But the NFL, the NBA, listen to what they say about when they're going to get shit going. That's when you know when it's going to start. Okay. Whew. Rant over. Just in time, folks, because it is high time. It is the high season. This is what this bit was made for. It's our daily mock draft update.
Okay.
And we are going again to the world leader in mock drafts, CBS Sportsline. Okay? Now, CBS Sportsline has provided us with a lot of great content. Sorry I had to touch my mic because I had to adjust it because I can't read because my eyes are so bad. But today we are going with Ryan Wilson. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this may be an episode to keep. This today is the reason for this bit. Is there a way to increase the size of the print on this, old man Canale? My older daughter calls me Old Joe. And last night, my younger kid, she called me Old Dad. And I kind of winced, and she saw it. And so I think that's going to be my new nickname. So that's great. And I'm living up to it right now. All right, so this is Ryan Wilson. We've had Ryan Wilson on before, and you'll know. You'll see at the end. Now, as I've explained in this bit many times before, this bit is all about not having to read any of the mock draft, which, by the way, doesn't change really hardly at all. You don't have to read any of the mock drafts at all. You just read the intro, and they will tell you. There are disqualifiers where they are telling you over and over again to minimize the importance of what you're about to read, that there's going to be more, that what you're reading now isn't going to happen and isn't really important at all. They say that within the intro. This one is a masterpiece. I have not read one better than this. And in fact, folks, this is so monumental. I'm going to take a sip of my Bublé sparkling water. It's a sponsor because I'm drinking it. They're not a real sponsor, but if they hear this and like to be, you just send me the stuff. I'll drink it. Okay. And I'll keep mentioning you. Thank you, Ryan, for your content. We're going to read almost this entire intro because it's beautiful. The NFL draft in all its virtual glory. Well, now that's alluding to it, virtual. And in other words, it doesn't really exist. Is less than, okay, so less than, 2 weeks away. So it's still more than 1 week away. Now, the biggest question is unchanged. Is it? How healthy is Tua, and how will it impact those quarterback-needy teams that have been eyeing him since last fall? I guess that is probably the big question. So that sentence is a great one. Our thinking, all right, so we're already kind of into the thinking, so not fact, on the issue remains the same, so we don't have to really, this is no change from last time. If the success rate of quarterbacks taken in round one is roughly 50%, and the Dolphins think Tagovailoa has, say, a 33% chance to be a star, they should roll the dice because they have three first-rounders. I that math is too complicated for me to try to explain. I don't know what. So there's a 50% chance he's going to be good, and then they think of that, there's a two-thirds chance, I guess, because two-thirds of 50% is the same as one-third of 100%. So they think that he's got, you know, if he's going to be good, he's going to be in the better part of good. But that still puts him at, you know, a less than two-thirds chance of being really good. So does that mean they should take him? Anyway, we're moving on to the coup de grace, the greatest. By the way, let's see. They should roll the dice. Again, that's a should. pardon that burp before. That's for the Barstool Sports fans. We're going to take you guys with stuff like that. In other news, here we go. The Raiders have reportedly FaceTimed with Jordan Love. Okay. I mean, which could be an indication that they're legitimately interested in him. Or, there you go, or it could just be the team doing its due diligence. They've also met virtually with Justin Herbert. Oh, okay. So they can't take both of those guys. Either way, another one. Either way, it's certainly possible. Certainly possible, but not really definitive. Las Vegas could. I mean, this sentence here. Either way, it's certainly possible Las Vegas could. And there's still more. Either way, it's certainly possible Las Vegas could. That's three disqualifiers. Either way, it's certainly possible Las Vegas could be in the quarterback business with one of their two first rounders. So even then, I've got a double chance of it happening. I'm hedging my bet. Whew, that was a lot. And yet, there's still more. All right, let's go to our latest mock draft. Parentheses, last line of the whole thing. Number 32, if you're keeping score. This guy, we're still more than a week outside of the draft. And Ryan has done, God bless you, Ryan. How can you, are they all different? Because if two of these mock drafts are the same, do we sue you for plagiarizing yourself? I mean, 32 of these? This makes me want to go back and look at all 32. So clever on you, Ryan. But you're going to end up doing more mock drafts than there are picks in the first round. Holy cow. You could put a guy at every pick in the first round and then repeat one time if you do one more mock draft, which I'm guessing you will. Wow. I mean, that's just amazing. So I may follow him for that. That's incredible. Good work, Ryan. 32 mock drafts. Amazing. We're going to do one, and it's going to be, I think, next Monday. That's the announcement. Our mock draft will be next Monday. And this is also a good time to announce that we are going to be doing live first-round draft coverage on the Sports Dump Show. So please follow Sports Dump Show on Twitter, because we're going to be broadcasting from that or from my Weezalicious Twitter page. That's Weezalicious at Twitter. My name is Joe Canale. You can find it there. Probably that one. There's more followers. But please follow at Sports Dump Show, especially if you're going to be one of the correspondents on the show, for God's sake. We're going to have one for every team, hopefully. And these folks are funny, too. All right. Oh, and there's also a contest on Twitter. This is the other good thing. Prizes. Just put down hashtag Mr. Irrelevant, although that's a hashtag for some other contest too, I'm sure. But put it on Sports Dump Show and give me the name, and you would probably know the position and the school that this person is ways and went to for the last pick of the draft. So basically, if you just put any name down, and I'm going to go look at these hashtag Mr. Irrelevance, and they are drafted. If any name you put down, you put Joe Burrow and nobody else does the contest, you win because he's closest to Mr. Irrelevant, even though he's going to be number one. Don't put him down. So please do that contest. Put down your Mr. Irrelevant, and whoever has the closest to last player picked, and you can enter up to 10 times, let's say, just to see if anyone does it. You will win a selection of prizes, Sports Dump paraphernalia, some of it actually useful. Okay. Unlike that whole little section there. All right, that was our mock draft update. Seemed like it went on and on, so maybe that wasn't it. Who sees? Who knows, rather? Just a couple of things I want to point out. Maybe connected, maybe not. Kyle Larson, I guess, used the N-word on a Twitch, a live computer thing. I mean, a NASCAR driver using that on, it's so perfect. And the only reason I personally care about it is fantasy sports related. And you're like, are you in a fantasy NASCAR league? No, it's better or worse depending on what you want. I hope to have this guy on this week, actually. I'm in an all-sports fantasy league. So NASCAR is one of 10 sports. That's all I'm going to say. It's a great league, but we had Kyle Larson. So that's crappy for us. Second thing I'm going to comment on of the three things. Ooh, and maybe it's just like three things is someone else's segment, but like three ideas? Anybody? Doesn't matter. Christian McCaffrey becomes the first, the highest paid running back in a league where they never pay running backs. Why is it that the white Christian becomes the highest paid running back? It's the last chance they'll have for a white, comma, Christian, comma, running back. That's kind of a joke, but it's kind of real. I mean, just seems funny to me. But of course, Carolina, that's perfect territory for that. Congratulations, McCaffrey, because your brother plays for Nebraska. I'm rooting for you. And finally, Bill Belichick, I guess he gave some cryptic comments that the quarterbacks in this draft class are, there's some interesting quarterbacks in this draft class. Like, does anyone expect anything? Like, him saying something is interesting, just by definition, because he's so monotone, nothing can be interesting when it comes out of his mouth. I know. Behind the scenes, he's a real knee slapper, but I've never seen him behind the scenes, so I can only go with what I know. So stop reporting on Belichick, amongst other people. Although I do want to play an old, I'll have to see if Brad wants to do it, get to play an old bit that he did where I was Belichick, and he's brilliant as Brian Gumbel. Truly, very, very funny. But I'll have to see if he'll let me do that. But that's in the future. Until then, keep following. Stay tuned. Follow me on Twitter, please, at that Weaselicious or at Sports Dump Show, more specifically. Please rate and review us on Twitter and on not on YouTube, for God's sakes. I'm sorry, folks. On iTunes. First day of actual homeschooling today. So this is starting late and high maintenance and high stress. Anyway, it'd help out if you gave me a nice review on iTunes so I know that I'm not the only one listening. All right. Later. Tomorrow, in fact. Bye. Oh, and listen to At the Doobies with Spliffkill and Ebert. It's 420 all month, and there's 420 tips for you. I'm not even halfway done, and I have to write like 200 more. Bye. Yeah. That's right, folks. It's me, your host. Why the fuck doesn't this give me the volume I want? Ever. Oh, God.